Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, everybody? If it sounds like it's hard for me to catch my breath, that's because it is.
can't wait to find out why.
My name is JP Finley. I'm sitting here with Brian Mitchell. Together, we are B. Mitchell Finley. Our guy, Jim Landfill Andrew Mullins, is also here, live on location at Lost Rhino Brewing in Ashburn. Why are we in Ashburn? Because I went to practice for an hour this morning, and in about an hour, I'm going to go back. That's how we're rolling during training camp.
Yeah, we got to roll.
That's how it is.
This is basically data center haven,
dude.
There are more over here than I thought.
I know that the data centers provide good jobs, high paying jobs. They obviously hold tremendous value for our modern world, but they are the ugliest buildings ever.
I mean, they're just buildings, but I think what's inside is where the money comes.
Sure,
it's that air conditioning system that's under that floor that sits off the where they got to keep everything a certain temperature, and the amount of money that's generated through these data centers. I don't think a football stadium would ever generate that amount of money.
No chance.
So that is why you see them popping up every damn way.
And it's every day. It's not 20 times a year.
There you go.
17 home games.
Every day. And I know a lot of people that work in that world, and believe me, brother, if you're not a professional athlete, you want to be in that business.
Sure.
Because they get million-dollar bonuses like it's nothing.
The cloud, Landfill. That's where we all got to get to, is the cloud. Couple of things. I have an interesting Carson Wentz discussion point. I think Indy might need a trade for a quarterback, depending on what's going on with Wentz. And I have a trade target for them. Plus, I want to tell you what I just saw. Where's the strength of this Washington football team?
Defense.
Particularly up front?
Yeah.
Now, we know the edge rushers, Chase Young and Montez Sweat. There's a ton of excitement around them. They've really been liking James Smith-Williams, a second-year player at NC State. I think Casey Tuhill, who was a guy they claimed off waivers from Philly last year, I think he's a hair ahead of the two rookies this year, William Bradley King and Shaka Toney. But the interior of that defensive line is supposed to be particularly strong. Well, Matt Ioannidis is on the COVID list. Daron Payne.
He's on the COVID list, too?
Daron Payne is on the COVID list. And today, I couldn't help but notice, I'm looking for number 93, the team captain. He just signed a $70 million extension. Where's John Allen? John Allen was over on the side field working with trainers. I'm not speculating whatsoever that it is or isn't COVID, because I think if it was, he wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's just a good old-fashioned, I don't even want to say injury because that's too much, but maybe he tweaked something on Saturday.
It's possible.
When the starting defense came out for 11-on-11 today, you had Chase Young and Montez Sweat where you want them.
Yeah.
On the inside, you had Tim Settle, and I'll give either of you $5 if you know who the other guy was. And you're not allowed to say it if you saw my tweet.
Was it the German guy?
It was not the German guy, David Bada, I think.
I couldn't tell you.
It sounds like he's from your neck of the woods. Devereaux Lawrence.
Devereaux Lawrence.
Now, I don't know much.
Where is he from?
I don't know a lot about him. I believe they signed him last week.
Wow.
I'm sure he's a heck of a nice guy. But the plan for this team is not to have Devereaux Lawrence.
See, one thing that gets to me, and I know we hear it a lot today, like when we heard this with our Curtis Samuel, that we're taking it easy. I think ultimately you need to have your guys in there. They need to be practicing to get the chemistry down, the timing down, because we can be taking it easy. Other teams aren't taking it easy. And you don't want all of your backups to be getting all the rips. You know, so I think ultimately it's going to come down to a point. We talked about this last year, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier. This year, talking about, we never love discussing injuries.
Sure.
But injuries are key, and the COVID list has become a very key thing too. So this team that was so good with that whole deal last year, you already hear multiple people D-line. Also Brandon Scherff, you know.
Yeah, four starters.
Yeah, so when that stuff starts popping
Scherff
up and you're one of the under-vaccinated teams, as much as people may not want to hear it, that may be the one thing you have to pay attention to, because they can make or break this whole season.
I believe they are the second least vaccinated team in the NFL. Ron Rivera was optimistic that some of his guys were going to get it on the off day yesterday on Sunday. And I'm not even sure we'll find out if that happened, but maybe it happened. I think, though, and we've talked about this repeatedly, I think there's a number of players on that team that just aren't going to get it. And I don't think their mind is going to change at this point.
Probably not. And I think that's like this, and it's not just left to them. It's just a lot of people around the country that think the same way. You know, whether I agree with it or not, that's not even much a situation. Who cares? But ultimately, you're in a situation where you have to get to a certain point, or anytime something like this happens and it affects the league moving forward, it's going to affect your team. It's going to affect your record. It's going to cause starters and cause players not to play. And I would say this. If this locker room is as tight as they say, nobody wants to be that guy that causes people checks.
But it also seems like nobody wants to be that guy that tells his friend, hey, do this, even though you don't think you
should.
Well,
a lot of times you don't say anything at this point because nothing has happened.
Yeah.
When things
You're
start
still a month
if,
out.
Things start going wrong, you will find out. You cause a dude enough checks. And I don't give a damn who it is, how big they are, who they think they are as far as status on the football team. Cause a dude that's not making the big money a few of his checks and see what the hell he's going to do.
Absolutely.
It becomes a different mindset. Then it comes survival at that point.
The guy that's making 800 grand that's just hoping he gets a full season.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these dudes that are bottom of the roster guys, they only get the game checks they play in, and they might get cut halfway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
They might get hurt halfway through the season.
Yeah.
All these things, I mean, there's a element of very real life that kind of gets slept on here. But at the same time, Mullins, how many days are we out until the first game? I mean, it's got to be still 40, right?
Yeah.
Today's what, August 2nd?
42 days.
So they got some time to maybe get this all cleared up, but I don't know enough, and certainly not pretending to know enough, the series of events, like how Ioannidis can be on this list twice. Can you get COVID twice?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it then. Like,
you can get it twice, and a lot of people may not have any side effects that causes them much, but you may not know.
Right.
See, the thing about it is, when they say you don't get certain side effects, it may not affect you today. It may affect you later on.
Right. Well, and I read an interesting story in the Washington Post over the weekend that's like, we're testing too many healthy, vaccinated people. Like, if at some point you got to build immunities to things, right? Like, when people have a cold, they don't go to the doctor. You just take some NyQuil and drink some orange juice. You know what I mean? So, like, there's all different schools of thought. But what I'm saying is, unless the vaccination rate jumps significantly, just the way these NFL rules are set up, I'm not here to talk about health or medicine or public policy or politics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to talk about football. And this isn't going to go away.
It's not.
And the only way it at least accelerates is if you get a ton of vaccinations. Because if all these guys start getting vaccinated, then the return to the field when you're vaccinated and you have a positive test, you can be back out there in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Versus if you're not vaccinated, it's 10. At least 10.
Yeah.
That's going to matter a lot when we get to the regular season.
Especially if you look at the beginning of the season. Imagine they play Sunday and come right back Thursday.
It's crazy.
That's a hell of a turnaround right there.
It certainly is. And I don't want the next month to be COVID talk on Beamish and Finley, right? But It's not going away.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing of it, you have to discuss it. I know people say stick to sports and what is sports. Anything that affects a game from going off how it's supposed to, that's sports. You have to.
Totally.
You can't run away from it.
Right. So speaking of things I can't run away from, I don't know. Oh, how do I sound?
You sound like you swallowed a frog.
You actually sound like you died 2 days ago.
Landfill might be right. I'm in fairly intense pain. I'm not going to lie to you. Really a constant pain that only grows worse when I have to move, which is...
Don't sneeze.
Dude, sneezing is death.
I know.
Sneezing is death. And then my little girls come and jump on me. My little girl loves when I, like, pick her up with one arm. And she's like, Daddy. And I tried it. And I was like, oh! So, let's set the scene. Training camp ends Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
Our dear friend Chuck Honey is a member at Kinlock Golf Course down in Richmond. So, he sets us up. We're playing golf Saturday afternoon after we got all sorts of work done, podcast, TV, everything's done, right? So, we're enjoying ourselves. We're enjoying ourselves at perhaps an aggressive pace. And we're playing, it's Chuck and another really good player, two single-digit handicaps, versus me, Mitch, and Pete. That's the match. We're playing as a fivesome. And on the back nine, we doubled the bet. So birdies became $10, holes were worth 15, and we're quite excited. Mm-hmm. We had just won a super press on nine to flip it and win $10 instead of lose 20. So things are moving. There's a lot happening. And our guy, Big Mitch Tischler, you know the 10th hole at Kinlock has that big backstop like hill behind mm-hmm. it? But if you're up there, you're kind of dead. It's a pretty hard shot to get to land it on the green. The big man, Mitch Tischler, chips in for birdie.
Oh, stop.
So we're all going nuts, throwing clubs in the air, screaming, and I start running probably as fast as I can to do a chest bump with Mitch. And I go full vertical. I give it everything I got. I miss him. He then clips me.
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
You missed the chest bump?
Like,
Mitch is about, what, six, what, four or five?
He's a big fella.
And about, you know, big dude.
Couple bills, yeah.
And you missed.
He went north where I was going west. But the problem was he clipped me a little with his rear end. That sent me into, like, a death spiral in the air. I came down, bang, hard, right on from my right ear to the bottom of my right ribs is where I landed. Like a full cyclone of death in the air. Come down. I get up. I'm seeing stars. I knocked the wind out of myself. I couldn't breathe. I'm like...
Hyperventilating.
Pete comes running over to me. You all right? I was like, I don't know. Eventually, I get my wind back to whatever degree I have it back. I'm worried about the shoulder and the collarbone. It feels okay, but it's really, really sore. My boy Chuck comes over and gives me what appeared to be a very thorough medical exam. He's poking and bending and asking me questions. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Chuck, how do you know all this? He's like, oh, I was an athletic trainer in high school. So that was the... That was the extent of my medical checkup.
Even all the way till now?
I haven't done anything about this.
You haven't been to a doctor? Nothing.
No.
You're a fool.
So I'm convinced I can't do anything. I can't sneeze. I can't blow my nose. I can't take a deep breath. I can barely speak.
So you didn't finish playing golf that day?
Finished playing golf that day. Not only that, but Brian, are you ready for my Willis Reed moment?
Go ahead.
I told you this. Yesterday I had a big match at Congressional. Me and my boy Sam Weaver, who did, in the first round, completely carried us. But yesterday we were playing two sticks. So Sam's a scratch, but our other buddy, Parker Williams, is a plus one. And then his partner is a dude that's a six. So, like, I have to show up. And I come in very hot. We teed off at 10:15. I left Richmond at, like, 8 a.m. I come flying to the first tee. I could barely move. I mean, I could barely swing. And all I had was one golf ball, and it was bright red. That's all I had on me. These guys were very impressed. Our match went 20 holes, and we won.
Wow.
And I
if that's the case, your rib's not broken.
Because I'm able to.
If your ribs are broken, bruised. You're not playing no damn match. You're not playing golf, believe me. Turning there? Nah.
So that was the thing. I couldn't turn. It was the most old man swing you've ever seen.
But that's probably what you need to do going forward. You have too much movement in your swing.
What's crazy is it keeps me very straight.
Yeah.
I just have zero power.
Well, you just turn into an old man before you get there.
I was way better out of bunkers.
You're about to be 40 in a few more days.
I know. How many days till I'm 40, Landfill? If it's 42 till... No.
41 or something like that?
His birthday's in August. Mine's in September.
42.
And it's 42 for the football team. 41. It's 41 for us.
But if you have a, if your ribs are broken, yeah, I don't think you're playing all that.
Paul Evans on Twitter says JP has the twisties. Isn't that what Simone Biles was worried about? She couldn't stick her landing anymore? That was me trying to get a chest bump with Big Mitch. It was...
You had the out-of-control twisties.
Here's what I can tell you. And I, this is not an exaggeration. I had the hardest hit in Richmond. The whole week the team was there for training camp. They didn't have pads
on.
Well,
they had a t-shirt and panties, so you knew they weren't doing no hitting.
Here's what I want to do next. The Colts have a very good team. They have a really good offensive line. Mm-hmm. They've got good receivers. They've got a good defense, one of the best young linebackers in football. The Colts are a real playoff threat. They thought they were going to make Carson Wentz right again. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But it appears that Carson Wentz is out indefinitely. I mean, quite a term for your quarterback. Nobody wants to be out indefinitely at quarterback. And I heard the junkies talking about this morning that, you know, maybe they should call for Nick Foles or Jimmy Garoppolo or hell, call for Deshaun Watson. None of that can work because they just gave up a first and a second for Wentz. Mm-hmm. So you got to be a little more creative. And I think I might have just the scenario for the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to take your calls on it, 800-636-1067. Here's the thing. If the Colts were to make a trade and they got a new player, if they were in Washington, I'd tell them to call John Leahy and get that quarterback a new house.
Well, that quarterback may have to sell his old house to be able to get a new house, just like Wanda and her daughter who wanted to sell their home in Montgomery County so they could buy their forever home. Wanda had worked with John Leahy before, so her first and only call was to John. Wanda was one of the best. He connected her with one of the best local contractors to get her home in sunny condition to get top dollar. Then the home was listed for the highest price that subdivision had ever seen. In just one day, there was multiple offers to choose from, and the home sold for $30,000 over the asking price with no contingencies. This enabled Wanda to pay it all cash outright for her next home. So you need to basically go out there and get John Leahy, the John Leahy Group. John Strategic Marketing and Huge Buyer Demand is selling homes, as we've been telling you for a long time, over $70,000 over asking price. Okay, you can get a bigger house. You can buy all types of furniture, appliances, whatever you want, because John Leahy will get the best offer for you. John offers flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. And if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Listen, Brian and I know John. We go out to dinner with him. We're friends with him on Instagram. You can follow him at Foodie Realtor. But don't just listen to us. Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank says that John's innovative marketing attracts hundreds of buyers every month, which creates more demand for your home, selling it faster and for more money. Check him out online at the Leahy Group or call 301-651-4900 today. Or what's even easier, just Google Jonathan Leahy and start packing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shout out to our guy Linnell holding it down back in the studio. All right, Brian, I got a theory.
What's the theory?
You got to speak into the mic.
What dude. Is the theory, sir?
Can we talk about these gale force winds out here?
It's 69 degrees, dude.
It's quite pleasant.
It's
don't
windy.
Get me wrong, but it's very
well, when
windy.
You're sitting here, it feels like it's like 50.
You don't like the cold. I don't like the cold either, but I can handle it better than you.
No, you can't.
Actually, that's true. You were better.
No,
Minnesota.
You can't, because I love the cold.
You put a jacket on.
Yeah, I'm sitting down outside doing nothing. Just sitting.
Why don't you just do some jumping jacks or something? Get that heart rate up.
I find a way to get my heart rate up.
I'm actually a little hot.
Or get my heat up.
I'm contemplating taking things off because I'm a little hot.
I'd prefer if you did not.
Now, don't do that, Landfill, because you will go viral.
You will go quite viral. Quite viral. I don't know that the folks here at Los Rando Brewery are really hoping that occurs either. So, the Indianapolis Colts have a problem. And I think it's possible the Washington football team could solve it. If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Yeah, you try to get there. And I think Washington at this point.
Let's talk through it.
Yeah, they can do a lot of different things.
So Carson Wentz is out indefinitely for the Colts. The Colts,
I think three people on this show knew that.
Right. The Colts have a legitimate, maybe not quite Super Bowl roster, but they have like a compete in the AFC roster, win a playoff game roster.
Yeah.
They need a quarterback because after Carson Wentz, they have Jacob Eason and Sam Ellinger.
That's like saying you got J.P. Finley.
Right. Might as well have me and Cody Betts.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to have to trade for somebody or hope Carson's okay.
Okay.
Hoping is not a plan in any capacity of life. Hoping is not a plan. Like, Washington can hope these guys don't get COVID, but if the way things are going, it's going to keep happening.
Yeah. Seems like it.
Washington has not one, not two, but three quarterbacks that have started games on their roster.
Yep.
And I don't know how good any of them are. Is Kyle Allen necessarily a good quarterback? I don't know.
We'll see.
But I think he's better than Jacob Eason. He's proven he can play in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think there's one game of Taylor Heineke. One.
But he's one and a half.
He was good in it. And I think he might be better than Sam Ellinger. But even more than that, I want to open the phone lines on this question. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. If Indy calls about Ryan Fitzpatrick,
ooh,
what's it take for you to make a move?
I think they're desperate. You can get more than what you're supposed to get. And I think many people in this town, they look at, a lot of them want Taylor Heinicke. A lot of them think Taylor may be the bigger upside. I just think ultimately, if they offer, they call asking for him, and they offer you anything from third on, hell, it may be a fourth plus something else. You move.
So I kind of look at this two sides. If you're Washington, you could argue, hey, we're looking to compete this year too. We can't just punt and trade away our quarterback. We identified this guy as our starter.
He signed a one-year deal, and he'd probably be gone next year.
Exactly. And you identified him as your starter because you couldn't get the guy you wanted in Matt Stafford. You didn't want to trade up in the draft. And you've kind of made it clear that next offseason you're going to
do something.
You're going to get to a point where you have to go all in on some quarterback. What helps you go all in on that quarterback but more draft capital?
Yep.
Would you trade Fitzy? I think maybe you trade him for a third and absolutely for a second.
If someone is offering a second, you break your finger trying to sign a deal.
I agree.
Because ultimately, we will be in this situation that we're in, like we were in it earlier this season, next season again. We'll be looking for a quarterback.
Well, and I mean, we're not even sure Fitz is going to start the whole season. He hasn't done that in 6 years.
Yeah.
Mullins keeps looking at us disapprovingly. Explain yourself.
I'm looking at him with all that gray hair. I didn't know he had all that gray hair up there.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a disaster, B-Mitch. trading away Ryan Fitzpatrick for a third-round pick right before the season starts, it's a terrible idea. Your season's over. Kyle Allen's awful. He's going to start for you?
They were happy to have him start last year.
And they had Heinicke. And everybody thinks it's super Heinicke. They got t-shirts, man.
The other options they had last year were Dwayne Haskins and Alex Smith with one leg. Those aren't good options. Ryan Fitzpatrick is like a legit NFL quarterback. I would way rather have him. If you're going to trade him, you have to get a first-round pick. At this point in the season?
I don't think people are going to offer a first-round pick for a guy in his 17th year who doesn't have playoff wins. See, your boy Darnold, those guys who are drafted in the first round, they always hold they have trade value. Guys that are not drafted in the first round, they never have value.
There's always some O coordinator out there, some quarterback coach is like, oh, I can fix that.
Yeah, I remember having him on the board, man. We should have taken him then.
Darnold is terrible. Ryan Fitzpatrick's definitely better than Darnold. So they got a second-rounder
for him?
Darnold's
24. 25.
24, he's going to have – Fitzpatrick will have more quality starts for the rest of his career than Darnold will. Think about that.
I mean,
I think he hates Darnold more than he does Ben.
I don't think so. I think Ben. Give us your top three most hated quarterbacks list.
Sam Darnold, Ben Roethlisberger.
You hate Darnold more than Roethlisberger?
I just think Darnold's really bad at football, and people should stop pretending that he's good. Also, Ben Roethlisberger used to be good, but he's terrible now. I don't want to say. I guess maybe Carson Wentz. No, you know what? Matt Stafford. I don't like him.
Why?
Don't like him. I don't think he's good. He's not worth two first-round picks.
I don't love him the way some people do, but I think they will ball out in L.A. for the Rams this year.
He has the right weapons and the right dude putting it together.
Exactly. Exactly. I want to open the phone lines. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Gambit DC, listener lines. If Indy calls about Fitz, would you trade him? Otherwise, would you try to move Kyle Allen? I mean, if you're Indy, are you even interested in Taylor Heinicke?
No, I don't think they are. I think Indy is at a position now to where they need a veteran guy who can come in and kind of like, you know, right the ship and keep things moving for them. They are not trying to have nobody who is learning on the job. And as good as Taylor was in that game, he is still learning on the job.
Totally.
So, no, I'm not going to turn my – that they have a nice luxury car as far as a football team up there. I'm not about to turn that over to an amateur.
Can I ask you a different question? I know we're going to go to the phone lines here. There's really not a lot of grass over there. That dude is mowing the hell out of it.
Yeah, they probably have a hell of a contract.
I mean,
you have to show up a certain amount of time to get your cheddar.
Might as well be Wrigley Field the way that guy's taking care of that grass. It's about 12 feet of grass over there.
Now it goes all the way from that end over there, too.
Right. Yeah, that's true. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. Would you trade Fitz? What would it take to trade Ryan Fitzpatrick if Indy was calling? Because, dude, I think Indy can't pay the freight for Garoppolo. You're not trading Jimmy unless it's a first.
Yeah, but I think...
And I don't think they can give up first because they just gave him up for Carson
and
Wentz.
And that throws Ryan up there even more.
I think Fitzpatrick is a good fit because the price tag is... Listen.
I just made an observation.
Oh, the water?
If you don't move from there soon, you might be completely wet.
I might
look above your head.
I might send out a picture.
We're gonna have to push that to make it all.
Yeah, clean. I've already got wet a couple times.
There's a giant.
It's a big puddle in there.
So when you know when you're in the
hotel, don't touch it.
Do it now. Hell, let's do it.
Now you see what we're talking about.
You had no idea how big that is, huh?
No.
I mean, that is a giant ball of water right over Mullen's head that I'm gonna post a picture of on social media.
Oh, man.
I didn't say anything because I wanted it to drop on his head while we were live. All right. I'll send that to Cody. We'll put it out on the B. Mitch and Finley account. Right now, though,
over 2,000, so you owe dinner.
Is it already?
Oh, easily. It was at 2,100 when I last checked. I think that was, Saturday morning.
Good. That's good. I'm happy. Cody. Oh, dude, I hung out with Cody Friday night.
I saw.
Did I tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick call here. Let's go to James in Stafford. James, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener lines. What would it take for you to trade Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Hey, guys. Great show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Here's the situation. As much as I love you, I agree with Landfill 100%. The key word here is timing. There is no way at this point in the season the Washington football team is going to take even a number two for Fitzpatrick, because it's timing. You can't do that at this point in the situation. Nobody's going to offer a number one, and there's no way they should take anything less. A two, a three, there's no way the Washington football team's going to do it, and no way anyone's going to offer Fitzpatrick for a number one. So I agree with Landfill 100%, and you guys have a phenomenal day.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. Phone lines are popping.
So if he agrees they're not going to offer a one for him, and someone offers a two, you're not going to take it?
I mean.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know they're not going to offer a one, but they offered me a two, and it could be a high one. I'll take it because I could take that with something else and turn that into a one.
You know how good your one and two look next year if you're trying to go get
A-Aaron or somebody?
Yeah,
like that.
Man. This is, you got to think big picture here. Here's what we're going to do.
You're a little worried, aren't you?
Oh, I love that you're scrambling. You love watching other people scramble. Here's what we're going to do. Your calls, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Devon and James are on hold. James says this is the worst idea JP has ever had. We're going to go to that call when we return right here, 106.7 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, B. Mitch and Finley will go right to the phones. My guy, James in D.C., wants to insult me. Here is the question. Indy has a good roster and their quarterback just got hurt, what would it take if Indy called you and said, hey, we want Ryan Fitzpatrick? What would you need to trade him? Let's go to James in D.C. to get things started. James, what's up, dude?
Hey, gentlemen. Listen, I don't want to get out of order or out of line, but JP, I don't know if you got a bottle of Fireball under the chair, wherever you're at. You've been drinking. I understand you guys have a responsibility to come up with themes and story lines every day for the show, and that's fine, debates. But I just feel like this is one of your worst, I mean absolute worst, ideas ever. I thought you were going to say Taylor Heineke go
over. Or Kyle Allen.
Or Kyle Allen. Yeah, that I'm on board with. But I am just too far. I'm just with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think he's just going to blow up the season.
That comment right there, many people may think that's the most idiotic thing that was said.
Yeah, that's equally
crazy.
What
makes you think he's going to blow up after all these years?
Well, let me tell you something. We're going 13-4 this season.
Did you put some money on that?
Absolutely.
Where did you bet at?
So hold on, let me ask James a few questions. So James,
I'll Venmo you $500 right now.
You don't need to Venmo me. I asked you, did you put some money on that? Did you already put that bet in?
You can Venmo me $500. What, you're Venmoing me $500? The bet is that they're going to win 13 games?
No, not yet.
I will take that action.
Absolutely. Both of y'all. $500 apiece.
Sold.
I put my money where my mouth is.
Cody, get his information.
Yeah.
Can I get in on the bet, though? Oh, my gosh.
How can you say
Cody, you want some?
Yes. Oh, let's double it. Let's make it 1,000.
My guy James, thank you for listening, buddy.
James, I never call back.
James says, that's my worst idea ever, and then follows it up with Washington's going 13-4, and I'll bet you all $500. One of us is crazy. I'm not sure it's me. Or maybe I'm crazy for other reasons. Let's go to Devon in Rockville. Devon, what's up, man? You're on the Game of D.C. listening to
Hey, James came hard, didn't he?
James came very hard.
500 apiece. 500, they're going 13-4. I'm a fanatic too, but I ain't going to jump out there like that. But I think if we want our offense and our team to be over 7 games, you got to stick with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I'm with Landfield 100%. I don't think a first or a second at this time, right now, because although the fans love Heineke, you see that they went and got a veteran and somebody else more competent and just didn't hand him over the job. So, yeah, I'm not trading.
Well, the report is he's dropping dimes in the red zone today. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
Man, hey, look, hey, B-Mix, you know I follow you. So, hey, you give me Ryan Fitzpatrick in the last couple years, I get it. Like, I get everybody saying he could throw 5 interceptions. I get that. But nobody talks about that. He could throw 6 touchdowns, too.
Sure.
So it's like, when you got a defense that he is playing aside, I honestly do. Besides that, I think he went 10-6. Or 10-7 that year when he played for the Jets, I believe. This the best overall team he had been accompanied by besides Miami last year. I think Miami was trending in the right direction just like us. But as long as our defense could come to play, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, even if he do, so I don't think he's going to have to force it that much. So I'm with Lansford. I'm with a lot of the callers. I do believe that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to take that next step. Because and he do hear everybody still saying, what about Ryan Fitzpatrick? Like, he hasn't seen it and done it all. So I think he's going to surprise a lot of people, too. And that's my take on it. Love you guys, man. Talk to you later.
Thank you, bro, for the call. I mean, here's my thing. If Washington doesn't want to do this because they like the team they have and the chance to get another NFC East title and maybe get to a divisional round and surprise some folks, like, cool, I get that. But if they realize, hey, I don't know what our season looks like, we should maximize our assets to go after the QB we need in 22, I'm okay with that too.
Yep.
And maybe that means you trade Kyle Allen and you get a fourth and you just acquire more picks. Maybe that's the
whole
safer
thing is
route.
If someone called this team and someone starts asking you about one of these three quarterbacks, if anybody think that they're not going to listen, you're out your damn mind. Because let's realize they are in the same situation next year looking for a quarterback. And if somebody calls and gives you draft capital today for either of them, you're going to, if you don't already make the move, you're damn sure going to listen to everything that they have to say. It's amazing to me. I've been in this town since 1990. When the team was winning on a basis that consistently, I didn't hear some of the craziness that I hear today. We talk as if the team and the players have won a lot and done a lot. That's the mindset today.
B-Mitch,
when they were doing it, you still wanted to get your team better.
6 weeks ago, after minicamp, everybody thought Heinicke was going to be the starter.
Exactly.
Now they don't want to trade Ryan Fitzpatrick for a second.
It's weird, man.
It's wild. Stimmy Turner says on Twitter, what type of drugs y'all doing this morning to say we going 13-4? Correct these people ASAP.
Hey, we did not say we were going 13-4. The guy who decided to bet that probably will never show up if they don't go 13-4 and pay the money, you know, we know that he's the one that said that.
So I think James in D.C. listens and calls pretty regularly. I am confident we will hear from him again.
Not if he loses.
I bet if they – let's say they start the season 0-3. I bet he calls in saying to cut Fitzpatrick and Heinicke.
He probably would.
James Schneider on Twitter says, take a third and a sixth. With the way they drafted in the third round, it's like an extra first.
That's what I'm saying. The third round, they're good at that. Very good.
Linnell, I can't tell. Is Marlon McKnight on line four, or do you just want me to read this tweet?
No, it's just a tweet that I threw in there if you wanted to read it.
So go ahead and read it.
No, he's just saying that he wouldn't gamble on it with the back-to-back division titles on the line.
Listen, back-to-back division titles are cool if you're winning Super Bowls or getting the NFC title game. But, I mean, does anybody care if they win another NFC East title at 8-9? You only care if they're good, and it's part of a bigger picture, I think. I mean, you go 11-6 and win the NFC East, cool. You're building something. But if the NFC East just stinks again and you go 7-10 and win it, I don't think many people are buying that T-shirt. NFC East champ. Do people buy that stuff? When's the last time you had an NFC East champion? How many NFC East champions were you on? Three?
One, two. What?
The 99 team, probably.
99, 91.
Certainly 99 and 91. And then what about in Philly?
I think we might have got one again. 90. In Philly was two. Two of the 3 years I was there.
90, they, that's crazy. In 90, you went 10-6 and won the wild card game, but you came in third in the NFC East. I mean, how good was that division?
That's when it was real good.
So who was ahead? So the Giants won the Super Bowl that year. Yeah. And then I guess, did Philly finish ahead of you with, like, Grant Cunningham or something?
Could have been.
Obviously, 91, 14-2, Super Bowl winner. Maybe 90. I'm guessing 92 was a wild card year, but you got back to the playoffs.
It was a wild card. I think we were on the road.
Then Gibbs retired. 99. So you got 92, 99. And then two of them in Philly. Mm-hmm. Four-time NFC East winner. You should start selling T-shirts.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many of those would sell.
Oh, they'll sell. If they buying a dude diving into an end zone, and that's the only thing he did in that game.
The legend of Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah, come on, man.
The legend. Please. I mean the timeline of the Ryan Fitzpatrick signing. Erratic excitement, despair after minicamp, back to erratic excitement.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster, baby, and it's only August 2nd.
It's quarterbacks in DC, brother.
Coming up next, Barstool Nate joins the program, and at high noon, we're gonna talk about some breakout players.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.